We've heard a lot recently about the lack of Best Actor and Actress nominees of color when it comes to the Oscars, which has some in Hollywood wanting to boycott the ceremony altogether and certainly find answers to why. But when it comes to a different kind of art, there's been an uptick of some African-American exhibits that are making the rounds in and around L.A. Some shows that our art critic, Hunter Drahoyoska-Phillips, says you shouldn't miss, and she's with us for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
You were telling me off-air that there is this resurgence, if you will, of black artists across Los Angeles who have shows at galleries and museums.
I'm not even sure you can call it a resurgence. I think you might just call it a surgence. It's unprecedented in my memory to have so many exhibitions of black artists at the same time in Los Angeles. And you know, whatever Hollywood is not doing, the contemporary art scene is.
Well, give us some examples of what's out there and what you think should not be missed.
Well, certainly down in Exposition Park, there's a show at the California African American Museum where you obviously would expect an exhibition of black art, but this is called Hard Edged. And it's about geometric painting. It takes that term, hard edge, refers specifically to the formal quality of those very reduced, brightly colored paintings. But this is hard-edged, which means it's tough, it's difficult, it has a double meaning. So you have paintings in there by, say, the great Daniel LaRue Johnson has a great sort of red stripe painting that has a big clump of dark detritus in the middle of it, and it's from 1964. It's a terrific painting. So there you have a lot of veterans who are in this show. You have Assemblage by David Hammons, but you also have a lot of younger artists. So you actually can see the history developing within the framework here. And a lot of the artists are from L.A. or they're from collections in L.A. or they have galleries in L.A. There are almost 50 artists in the show. It's really worth a visit. And by the way, that museum is free.
What else do we have out there, Hunter?
Well, In this show are works by younger artists named Brenna Youngblood and Corey Newkirk, and they also have shows at commercial galleries here. And the Youngblood show is at Honor Frazier, and I've liked her work before and talked about it on KCRW, but this is really a new, even more expanded direction. There are these large paintings that have layers of history. She paints on top of photographs, and then, interestingly, she often attaches assemblage elements, and these are often drawn from domestic ideas that she has. And in this particular show, there's a big painting based on brawny man and paper towels. You know what those are. There's a guy in a lumberjack shirt. He's got sort of rough shaven.
And you can see him in Silver Lake.
And she was inspired by his plaid shirt to actually carpet the floors of this gallery with red plaid carpet to work with her big white and red painting. And it's very successful. It's a fun and interesting and great show. And then Corey Newkirk, who's really known since the 90s here for doing these big images made out of those little beads worn in the braids of African-American hairdos. He's been known for doing this for a long time. This is new for him. This is all about circles. He uses bicycle tires, CDs, DVDs to make sculptures. And these are at the Robertson Tilton Gallery, which I have to say has a long history of supporting black art in Los Angeles.
Why has it been so difficult, Hunter, for black artists to get their due, do you think?
Look, we can make assumptions about that, and we would probably be right. But I really think that the important point here is that it's changed, and it's clearly changed. It's changing considerably right here in Los Angeles. There are a number of other exhibitions I don't have time to get to on the radio, but if you go to the website for KCRW, you can read my text and read about all these other African-American artists who are having shows in town right now.
That's kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.